If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Time for entertainment news. We go to Las Vegas and Cindy Perlman Gaber. Hi, Cindy. Besides Odyssey and Spider-Man, anything good to see at the movies this weekend?
Good morning, Bob. Well, first things first, are you ready for thirds? A lot of audience members are saying they feel like they need a third viewing of the Odyssey to complete their journey.
Wow.
So a lot of people are saying who didn't see it in 70 millimeter, they're going out there this weekend to do that. So it'll be a cool race between Odyssey and Spider-Man, which is still a hot movie. Otherwise, we have these classics not destined for Oscars. Ice Cream Man, about a suburban community that descends into, you know, terror because the Ice Cream Man is a wacko and he's turning local children into homicidal maniacs. I'll pass. Bloodshine, a devout ritualist in upstate New York, ensnares a horror filmmaker. Bad things happen. Pass. Cookie Queens, that opens at the Music Box. This is interesting. It's a documentary exploring the high-stakes world of Girl Scout cookie season. Produced by Meghan Markle, the former princess. And then here's my pick, Singing in the Rain at the Gene Siskel Film Center. If you want a little bit of nostalgia, that sounds good on the big screen.
Not destined for Oscars. I like that. Hey, remember this theme? Yeah. The Jetsons are coming back, aren't they?
They're coming back. That sounds oddly great. And it's a weird thing that happened yesterday. Warner Brothers was doing their corporate meeting, and they didn't want to really reveal this. But they had to tell shareholders what was going to happen in Q2 next year, and they just had to blurt out, we're doing the Jetsons with Jim Carrey starring as George Jetson. No word yet, though, on who's going to play Jane, Judy, Elroy, the maid, Rosie, or the Great Dane, Astro. But it is confirmed 64-year-old Jim Carrey will be manning that flying car in probably 2028. And in other Carrey news, they revealed he's going to be the Grinch again, too. There's a sequel in the works for the 2000 movie How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Looking forward to those projects for sure. There's a lot of buzz about this series, Heated Rivalry, and you know something about the new season now, don't you?
There's a lot of swooning going on, Bob, because Heated Rivalry is beginning to roll cameras on season two. And this is just filled with a lot of people who are just gorgeous. They're college students. They're hockey players. They have all kind of relationships. But they're sending some of the fans gently to the penalty box because they're swarming these sets and they're not being able to get their work done. They want to see all the buff and beautiful people. So the production company did a nice thing. They put a little plea online. They said, to our incredible fans, if you happen to come across one of our filming locations, please give our cast or crew the space they need to do what they do best. We promise it'll be worth the wait. Signed, your Heated Rivalry family. I didn't know we were all a family. Apparently we are.
Apparently. Season 2, April of next year. This fall, there's a new series called Kill Jackie on Prime Video. Tell us about it, Cindy.
One of my favorite actresses, Catherine Zeta-Jones, which is always interesting. She's branching out from being Wednesday's mother. She does that well, too. It's for a new series called Kill Jackie, a revenge thriller. You know, she's just your average middle-aged art dealer, Jackie Price, who on the side most of her life for the last two decades happened to be a cocaine kingpin and drug smuggler. And now, you know, she wants to quit and just be an art dealer. But no, there's a hit out on her life. There's a group called the Seven Demons who are trying to offer. And she's just trying to find some nice retirement. And it also stars my cousin, Ron Perlman, the actor. He's not really my cousin, but every time we do an interview, he always goes, hi, Cindy Perlman, it's your cousin, Ron Perlman.
So, it's like a Cousin Brucey thing, everybody's cousin. Saturday Night Live cast member is going to Broadway. Fill us in.
Congrats to Bowen Yang, because now it's going to be live from New York. It's Mary Todd Lincoln. SNL fan fave Bowen Yang, who left last year, is going to make his Broadway debut as the title character in the Tony-winning play, Oh Mary. And he will play Mary Todd Lincoln. The show follows the First Lady as she pursues her lifelong dream of wanting to be a cabaret star. Bowen says, I'm not afraid to be masculine in this Mary. Mary was having a complete delusion about her skills versus how other people perceived her. That feels very male to me in a way that I relate with. And hopefully maybe he could ever host SNL. He did Lorne Michaels a favor by staying for half of 51. And he begged him to help train some of the new cast. So maybe we could see Bowen again as a host.
Maybe. Finally, tell us about the Spidey wedding.
You know, did you get this invite, Bob, to Surrey, England this week to see the second wedding of Spider-Man?
The second? Okay.
The second. They got married before. Now they got married again in England. And they, you know, they said it's they're celebrating their love. They're keeping their privacy. But they're leaking all the details to the press at the same time. So we're living in the best of both worlds. This took place at the Beaverbrook Hotel, a luxury country house in Surrey, sprawling estate. The guys wore wildflowers in their buttonholes. No word on what Zendaya wore. But the funny thing all week, still doing some Spidey press, Tom Holland was asked who he would like to tour Europe with. And he goes, well, you know, my wife would be pretty good. It would be a little bit strange to be married now and say, sorry, babe, I'm going on a vacation. I'm going to take Matt Damon. I guess you can't do that when you're newly married, right?
She wouldn't mind that.
It is that, Matt Damon.
Yeah, of course. Cindy Perlman Gaber, thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too, Bob.
Sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. What's going on around Chicago? Choose Chicago is the tourism site for our city. And Jason Lesnevich is with Choose Chicago with some suggestions for you. Let's start, Jason, with the Windy City Comedy Fest. This is a really cool event, isn't it?
Yeah, four-day comedy fest started yesterday. It goes through Sunday. It's at venues all across the city, Lincoln Lodge, Newport Theater, Annoyance, IO. Great schedule every day, so definitely check out. You know, Chicago's a legendary comedy city, and it's a great weekend for comedy here.
For more on that, choosechicago.com. Ravinia's got a good weekend, and what are the highlights in Highland Park? Jason?
Yeah, very much a kind of a Chicago weekend, if you will. Chance the Rapper is playing Saturday, and then the Chicago Philharmonic is playing Sunday with a special guest. The actor Hugh Jackman will be joining the Chicago Philharmonic, so always a great time to go out, picnic, and listen to great music.
Yeah, that sounds like an interesting show on Sunday. Hugh Jackman and the Chicago Philharmonic. How about that?
Yeah, you know, he's cool. Into Broadway now, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he can sing. This is a great event every year, the Bud Billiken Parade, and that'll be happening tomorrow.
Yes, Saturday the 8th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. starts at 39th Street and Martin Luther King Drive and goes south to Washington Park where they have their festival, one of the longest running parades in the nation. I think it's in its 97th year and just a great celebration of Black culture here on our south side.
Big street festival on the north side. Tell us about North Halsted Market Days.
Yeah, it is a great LGBTQ plus festival. It's expanded to 3 days, so it starts tonight and goes through the weekend. They have four stages for live entertainment, a ton of food, vendors, great exhibitions, and so it's one of our top street festivals for sure.
People may not know about the Ginza Holiday Festival. Have they done this before? Do you know?
They have. This is a really great festival. It happens at the Midwest Buddhist Temple in Old Town. And if you've never been to the Midwest Buddhist Temple, it's an attraction on its own. It's kind of hidden in Old Town. You don't really know where it is, but it's a great festival celebrating Japanese cultures. Great drumming, food, and various performances as well.
That's going on the Near West Side. In Beverly, people are going to be enjoying rainbow cones, and it's a special day, isn't it?
It is. On Sunday, it's hard to believe they're celebrating their 100th year birthday on Sunday from 11 to 3. They're going to have a giant cake that people can enjoy and, of course, serving the legendary rainbow cone of the five different flavors. Sliced, not scooped, of course.
Sliced, not scooped. yeah, shaken, not stirred. The original Beverly location having that big birthday celebration. More at choosechicago.com. Jason Lesnevich, thank you. Have a good one yourself.
Thank you.